New details have emerged that offer support to George Zimmerman's claim that he shot and killed Trayvon Martin in self-defense. Craig Soner is the Neighborhood Watch Volunteer's attorney.
George Zimmerman suffered a broken nose and he had an injury to the back of his head. He was attacked by Trayvon Martin on that evening.
A friend, Joe Oliver, says Zimmerman gave him a similar account.
Trayvon came up behind George and asked him what was going on, if he had a problem. And after George responded, "No, I don't have a problem," as he reached for his phone, that's when Trayvon cold cocked him.
Zimmerman initially spotted Martin on the night of February 26 walking through this gated community in Sanford, Florida. He called police emergency.
"This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something."
Police told Zimmerman not to follow the teenager, but later Zimmerman says Martin confronted him. Again, Zimmerman's friend, Joe Oliver.
"George had no intention of taking anybody's life. He cried for days after that happened."
Police have not charged Zimmerman with a crime because of a Florida self-defense law that gives people the right to protect themselves with deadly force.
Shooting Trayvon was a crime!
Shooting Trayvon was a crime!
Martin's death has sparked a national outcry. Many protesters wear hooded sweatshirts known as hoodies in memory of the 17-year-old boy. He was wearing a hoodie the night he died. Jamie Jones is a protester from Nashville, Tennessee.
"That could have been my son. It could have been anybody's son. So, you know, someone has to be Trayvon's voice because his voice was silenced."
"It tears me apart to sit here and listen to the slander that they're giving to my son."
As the protests have grown in size and intensity, Martin's parents maintain race was a factor in their son's death and say they want George Zimmerman arrested. Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton.
"I know I cannot bring my baby back, but I'm sure going to make changes so that this does not happen to another family."
The shooting case has captured the nation's attention, and these protesters say they will continue to demonstrate as a symbolic sign of solidarity for Trayvon Martin. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.